Well, first of all, I want to mention that Deacon Cody's homily talked about the story when my mom was expecting me back in late 1962. When they went to Dublin, Ireland, they got to meet Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. And the fact that I leapt in my mother's womb when I heard Frank Duff's voice was actually part of the apocryphal writings. So that's more apocryphal. But actually, I did want to start, just say a few words. Let me first share one of my favorite stories. A few of you have heard this one. There was a fellow driving through a big city, and he had a sheep in the passenger seat of his car. And a police officer pulled him over and said, "You can't be driving around this big city with a wild animal with a sheep in the front seat of your car. Take that animal to the zoo." And the fellow said, "Yes, sir, officer." So a week goes by, and the police officer can't believe it. There's the same fella driving the same car, and the same sheep is in the front seat of the car, but this time they're both wearing sunglasses. So the police officer said, "I thought I told you to take that sheep to the zoo." And the fellow said, "Yeah, we did that last week and we had such a great time that this week we're going to the beach." I wanted to share that with you because a priest, first and foremost, is a shepherd. We're a shepherd of souls, a shepherd of God's flock. And it's been a privilege now for these past 25 years to try to shepherd God's people by feeding them with the Holy Eucharist, washing away their sins in baptism and confession, visiting the sick, the nursing homes, hospitals, and prisons, and also trying to bring back God's lost sheep. And that's where the Legion of Mary has been such a blessing in my life and in my priesthood, because I always consider our Legion of Mary members like the sheepdogs that go out and round up all the lost sheep. And it's our job as priests to try to be good shepherds after Jesus, to imitate Jesus, and to try to bring back the lost sheep in God's flock. So today I just want to thank Almighty God for choosing me to be a priest, His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only true priest. We are just partakers in the one priesthood of Christ. I want to thank the Lord for choosing me in this vocation. As Jesus said at the Last Supper, "You did not choose me, I chose you." So it was a calling from God. So I thank, of course, our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, my wonderful parents who are in Philadelphia right now. They could not make it down. Their health doesn't permit them to be here except in spirit. I want to thank my wonderful sisters and their families for all their love, prayers, and support over these past 25 years. I want to especially thank my brother priest for being here today, Father Moseman, pastor here at St. John's, who built this magnificent church, Father Christensen, Father Steve McGraw, Father Ramon Dominguez, and our deacons, Deacon Benyo and Deacon Gillespie, and especially Deacon Cody, who came all the way from Louisiana, from the swamps of Louisiana. I brought in the Cajun deacon, and he did such a beautiful job. And also the other names are in the back of the program that I'd like to thank as well, but I do have to mention Jason Phillips and the beautiful choir for doing such a beautiful job with the music and learning so many of my dad's songs during this past month. The ushers and the Knights of Columbus, Honor Guard, the Color Guard that is here today. Please join us for a nice reception. We have a catered dinner for all of you across the parking lot, on the other side of the parking lot in the parish center. So please come over. Lots of food, lots of enjoyable beverages to socialize, get to see each other. And many of you, I have people here. I want to thank you for coming in. We have people from Houston, from Kentucky, from Philadelphia, and from all over the state of Virginia. So you'll hopefully see, reconnect with lots of your friends as well. And I just want to end with a true story, very short. I was apparently 5 years old, and I was sitting on the curb watching the traffic go by, and I always like to enjoy watching whenever the big trash truck came by. I just thought that was amazing because these guys were so lucky they got to hang on the outside of the truck And so to me as a little kid, you know, fire trucks and things like that, but for some reason I thought the trash truck was the greatest of all trucks. Because these guys would hop off and they'd run over and grab these big trash cans and they'd get to throw them in there, and then they'd hop back on the truck and go riding down the road. So apparently I was 5 years old, I told my dad, "Dad, when I grow up, I'm going to become a priest or a trash collector." So I'm grateful that God did choose me to become a priest. God bless you all.